You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
Definition as to what you need to do. So what are you talking about? Well, there are moments, there are events that stop old things and they begin new things. And when you enter into a time, you have to release the old and you have to embrace the new. And if not, then your timing is off. So what'll happen is something will come into your life and now you're gonna have to switch. Something that gains your attention.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
All right. Hello, everybody. Blessings and peace on you. And welcome. It's Podcast Friday here at Open Door Church. And all my friends that are listening all over the world to Experiencing Real Life. Man, I got so many cool friends that are out there. Today, I had a really cool thing. I went to a restaurant, and the people behind me said, "Hey, are you Troy Brewer? We recognize your hick accent." And when I went to the bank, there was a lady that said, "Are you the Troy Brewer that's on the radio?" And I'm like, "I am." And there's always this disappointing look whenever they see me. It's awkward and it's strange. But anyway, I had a really good time with that today. I want to say I'm grateful for everybody that is listening on the radio all over the world right now. Thank you so much, man. I love you and I call you blessed and it's just awesome. Now listen, this is not going to be me preaching from the pulpit. This is going to be me talking from the studios here at Open Door Church. And this is a podcast and I love doing podcasts. And we actually have a podcast that you can subscribe to or you can go and click and listen to at troybrewer.com, including this one. Today, my friends, I'm in the studio with my very good friend, a brother that I live life with in here, a brother by the name of Les Oates. And this is Pastor Les Oates. He's on staff here, and he helps us run, among a lot of other things, the Open Door Food Bank. What's going on, my brother?
Well, Pastor Troy, I just got back from the warehouse, and we're getting ready for our Saturday outreach.
All right.
We do 26 times a year, every other Saturday.
We do.
Of blessing people.
There's a lot of work that goes in with that, isn't there?
There's a lot of work that goes into it. But we have some tremendous vendors that donate food to us, and they just keep it going, man.
Yeah, praise God. It's such a dream come true. You know, when Leanna and I first started this thing, was more than 21 years ago,
mm-hmm.
because the church started 21 years ago, and we started a couple of years before the church. So
right.
It's probably 23 years ago, something like that. The very first donor we ever had was Mrs. Baird's, and I was just so happy just to be able to take bread to people. I was so blown away at that. And today, man, with the kind of stuff that we give away is so amazing. It's absolutely
incredible quality.
It's good quality stuff.
Last year we gave away about 3.75 million pounds of food to just under 45,000 people.
Wow. So that's crazy.
It's great.
Did you hear that ding? Man, did you guys hear that? Yeah, that was just a little emphasis. It's a thong, give away 3.5 million pounds. No, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
So we're giving away a ton of food. We're not actually giving away a ton. We're actually giving away, what is that? That's about a million tons or some crazy thing. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's around 60 or 70 pallets every Saturday of food.
That's ridiculous.
And it's the people that need it. I mean, it just gives us great opportunity to show Jesus' love. That's what it's all about. It's the loving people.
All right. So listen, you know firsthand, you came on board with us here this last year.
That's right.
And you and I have been friends, I think, since like 2011 or something
mm-hmm,
like
that's
that.
Right,
right
mm-hmm.
on. And you grew up here, and your daddy was a preacher. Right on.
You've been in the country.
Mm-hmm. You've been involved in ministry your entire life.
Right.
Your daddy, and what was the church that he pastored?
Well, my dad was Winford Oaks, and he pastored a little country church out here called Reese Prairie, which is just outside of Joshua.
And we're talking about that was a farming community,
that was
a milk community,
mm-hmm.
it was a dairy community, and I mean, and it was the sticks back in the day. And
you grew up
there in that, right?
That's
and you
right.
graduated from high school, and
did graduate.
Which is a miracle. I don't know how that happened. Oh, I know. It was Joshua. That was how. But you graduated, in the 70s,
that's
I believe,
right
on. And then you went to college. Where did you go to college?
I went to Dallas Baptist University.
Awesome. Very
and,
good.
It's an outstanding school, and they've really grown and just made a big difference in my life. So.
And then you became like, you were like a golf pro, right?
Yeah, many things. Yeah. I've done many things, yes.
You've done lots of things, including you worked for YMCA for a while, I believe.
I worked for the Houston YMCA and their camping services.
And you've done all that kind of stuff?
Many things.
You've done many things.
including going to seminary. I have been to Southwestern Seminary.
You know, I totally forget about that. So, by the way, did you know Professor Fish?
Oh, yeah, Roy Fish, yeah. In fact, one time when my dad left the church at Reese Prairie, Roy Fish came and was the interim pastor.
Oh, my gosh.
The little country church out here.
Well, you know what? And just what a rock star. He made such a profound, he had such a profound effect on so many preachers' lives, Roy Fish. His son is a real good friend of mine by the name of Pastor Steve Fish, and he pastors Convergence Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Mm-hmm. And I've actually had a privilege of traveling with him quite a bit. I've been with him to Nicaragua a couple of times, and I went with him to Congo one time or Sierra Leone or someplace. We went someplace in Africa. I don't really remember. We were there for a while. We did a conference. I was in Rwanda with him, actually. Mm-hmm. I was in Rwanda, and we did a conference there. And I can't – anytime anybody tells me they went to – Southwest, I say Roy Fish, and they light up like a Christmas tree.
He was a great man. He was a great professor.
He really was. I wish that I could have sat under his teaching. I really do. So now you find yourself in full circle, brother, and here you are back in ministry, and now we're actually calling you a pastor, which I'm sure you kind of ran from that.
I did actually serve on a church in Dallas for about 5 years while I was going to seminary.
That's the first time I ever heard that story. You hid that from me, dude.
No, I didn't hide it. But one thing, speaking of my dad, one thing that I was real proud of, he pastored Reese Prairie for about 10 years, but then after that he went to mission work, which is state missions. He went to work for the Baptist General Convention of Texas. And he had a real heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ reaching all people.
Awesome.
And so he was basically a church starter.
Yes.
And but he also did a lot of consulting up in Minnesota, Wisconsin, which was a big need. But he did that till the day he passed away in 2008.
And what was your daddy's name?
Winford Oaks. So they called him Win.
So we bless the legacy of Win Oaks.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we bless his amazing legacy. Praise the Lord for him.
He's an outstanding man.
Well, listen, we're going to, in just about 20 seconds, we've got our first break. Can you believe that 7.5 minutes has already gone by? It goes by so fast.
Yeah.
Listen, whenever we come back, we're going to be talking about missions locally and missions international, and you and I both know a lot about that. Yeah. My friends, this is Troy Brewer, and I'm here in the studios here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And you're listening to a podcast that can be heard with many others at troybrewer.com. We'll be right back in about 33 seconds.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
That's one of my really cool guitars. This is Takamani. Takamani is a Japanese guitar. Takamani means the pigs are loose in the kitchen. Did you know that?
I think everything means that.
No, it actually means the top of the mountain. That's what that means.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what Takamani means. Anyway, guys, well, I want to welcome you back here to the studios and to the Friday podcast that we serve up on troybrewer.com with all the other podcasts. And then, of course, we also serve up on the amazing Penfold Radio Network and man, I appreciate this network. I appreciate everybody that's listening all over the world. And I call you blessed in Jesus' name. I'm in the studios here today with my good friend, Brother Les Oaks. And he's always telling me it's with a K, it's not with a T. Well, that's my hillbilly accent, Oates. You know, I know that your name is, you know, you're like a daggum oak tree. Hey, man, listen, there's Brother Milan Lefevre calling me right there. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's okay. I'll talk to him in just a few minutes. Brother Milan, if you're listening on the radio, I will call you back, sir. Brother Milan, the rock star from the 1980s. I love him. I'm actually asking him to come out and preach here at Open Door. Yeah. Anyway, so we're talking about the missions field. And let's first of all talk about our local missions field. And then we'll talk about our missions field all over the world. One of the things that we believe with all of our heart is that miracles happen in the context of serving.
right.
And we think that one of the most important things that you can do, even above preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, is demonstrating the gospel of Jesus Christ. And one of the ways that we demonstrate that, we demonstrate the gospel in so many different ways. But one of them is through the Open Door Food Bank, which you, Pastor Les, you're the guy that heads all of that up. And if you were going to tell people what the Open Door Food Bank is and what it does, what would that look like to you?
Well, it's just an opportunity for when people are hurting and needing stuff. It gives us an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus and introduce them. Because they're in a place that they need love, they need help, and we're there to give them, to show them the love of Jesus and give them some hope.
Amen.
A lot of them come there without, you know, a bit of hope. So that's you know, one of our big goals right there. And so they're coming in there, and they're being ministered to, and we're just not giving them food. We're just giving them love.
That's good.
And telling them about Jesus and stuff. But in the meantime, we're doing like Jesus instructed us, and, you know, when they needed clothes, we gave them clothes. They needed food, we didn't ask questions. We just fed them.
That's right.
You know, and that makes a unique situation to introducing Jesus Christ to them.
People literally start lining up the night before and camping out in their car out by the gate. And it breaks my heart. It totally breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. And to go by there and see somebody at midnight, those guys out there camping out in their car, you know, and we tell them, hey, look, just come back in the morning. And they're so scared that they're going to miss out on this food. And there's no convincing them that they're not. So what I've learned in, you know, past couple of decades of doing this consistently, you just got to let people do what it is that they're going to do and then just bless them however it is that you can bless them. And we do bless them.
Yeah, one thing that makes this kind of unique is that a lot of these people are kind of used to going and getting in the lines at other locations.
Yep.
And they're being raked through the coals. They need to show this, their address, their all this stuff, right. How many times they've been there and all that stuff. And so when we just say, hey, just how many people are in your family, and we load up their car to where you can't even close the doors.
That's right.
And that just blows them away. They said, really? All this? You know, it's like, it's amazing. You know.
Well, okay. Well, the reason for that is we don't want the accountability to be upon the people who are receiving.
That's right.
We want the accountability to be upon the people who are using the name of Jesus and giving away the food. So we want to act like, well, but how do you know these people need food? Because they waited in a line that's over a mile long, sometimes a mile and a half long.
That's right.
Literally a mile long line. And like, well, how do you know they need it? I've never known anybody that didn't need food. Les, have you ever met anybody that didn't need food?
No.
Oh.
And the naysayers, they say, well, you know, that's just not right giving away free food like that.
Well, yes, it is.
Yeah, and they're just stealing it from you because they keep coming back. How can you be stealing from you when you're giving it to them?
Exactly.
You know,
it's
like
we're
crazy.
Giving away food. Nobody can steal that food from me because I'm giving it away.
Yeah.
You know, who was stealing from Jesus whenever he turned the loaves and the fishes? You know, nobody was stealing from him. He was giving that away. And so I just think it's different. I think that it's very important for us to show a different kind of spirit. And Pastor Les, you really do. And I'm just so grateful and I'm so appreciative of it. It's a big deal. I one of the things that I say, even though we're giving away, and I'm talking about the food that we give away is incredible. I mean, it is not a bunch of junk. It is like, I'd be proud to give that food away to anybody. I would serve all that food to my own family. Heck, I have. I have served that food to my own family. You know, the first couple of years of Open Door Church, we were so broke we couldn't even pay attention. You know, we didn't even have electricity. Our church, Open Door Church, the first 3 years, we didn't get chairs in our church until the third year. We were so daggum poor. And it was bring your own chair to church. That's a true story. You know, people see the church that we are now and they just don't realize how poor we were. But we had tons of food because we already had a very effective food ministry, and I don't know what my kids would have done if we hadn't had that food. I was actually not only the guy running it, but I was actually a recipient of it for the first several years. But I say it all the time, Pastor Les, we're not in the food business, we're in the Jesus business.
That's right.
And Jesus
and
is good.
Is good.
And business is good.
That's
exactly right. And business is good. That's right.
So one thing too is that we're not only making a difference in our local community, but there's a lot of outreaches that we're involved in.
That's right.
That we are blessing them with items.
That's right.
To help them in their ministries. I just got through giving away, you know, 4 pallets of food that has another outreach coming up. And so we're making a difference all over, you know, just around us. And that even moves over internationally. I know we're going to talk a little bit about that here in a minute. But, you know, one of the big things that we do on all our mission trips, even overseas and all the other places is it involves a food outreach or a food ministry there.
Well, that's true. You know what? Anytime that we go overseas, we always feed people.
That's
always.
Right.
And it's just kind of a staple. Listen, we only have about 30 seconds left. And whenever we get back from this next 30-second break or one-minute break, whatever it is, you know what? Let's talk about what we're doing overseas because it really is mind-blowing. I mean, it's incredible. My friends, this is Troy Brewer, and I'm here in the studios with my good friend, Pastor Les Oakes, and we are here at Open Door Church. And you can check out this church. If you need information about the Open Door Food Bank, you can call our offices at area code 817-295-7671, or you can look us up online at opendoorexperience.com. Listen, guys, we're having a podcast conversation here today, and I'll be right back with you in just about 33 seconds.
Are you interested in having more access to Pastor Troy's content? Do you ever wish you could watch his conferences again? Are you someone who loves exclusive content? Well, TroyBrewer.tv is exactly that. At TroyBrewer.tv, you can see all of Pastor Troy's exclusive content, podcasts, conferences, and so much more. Be sure to drop by and see everything TroyBrewer.tv has to offer you.
All right, Les Oakes, what's going on, my brother?
Oh, man, we're just here talking about missions and foods.
Okay, so one of the things before we get off into missions, one of the things that we want to just say is we wouldn't be able to do this. The power of partnership is such a big deal.
That's right.
And not only are there people supporting the Open Door Food Bank and people standing with us to help hurting people all over the world, but, I mean, Pinnacle Bank is actually a huge contributor to Open Door Church.
They have a lot to do with what stuff we do.
They really do. Right. And Brother Tim down there, oh my gosh. I love Brother Tim, and I call him blessed in Jesus' name. And all of our friends out at Pinnacle Bank. And you know what? Whenever we got ready to build the Open Door Food Bank, Pinnacle Bank was the ninth bank I went to looking for a loan. And quite frankly, I was, you know, busted and disgusted with banks. You know, I was like, hey, we're not bankrupt. You know, we're doing okay. And even the bank that we had for years and years and years wouldn't even look at. No, we don't like to give churches loans, you know. And so anyway, man, I went and talked to Tim Whitlock down at Pinnacle Bank, and I wasn't in there 5 minutes. And he looked at our stuff and went, yeah, I can help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually paid it all off within 1 year, which was a miracle.
Outstanding.
You know, it was a miracle. Anyway, we've been friends with him ever since. We've been friends. That's our bank, and we love that bank. And then there's people like Walmart Distribution Centers.
Yeah.
Man, Walmart is a tremendous giver. Walmart helps the community in such a great big way. Who else?
Yeah, we got some other good vendors. There's Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is a
tremendous outstanding job for us. So we get some stuff from Albertsons and HEB.
Yep, we sure do.
And so just some of the other local vendors and stuff like
well,
this.
Well, we have also been partnering with Operation Blessing off
That's
of
right.
the East Coast for 20-some-odd years. Mm-hmm. When we didn't have anybody else to partner with, you know, CBN. CBN has an amazing, amazing ministry that's called Operation Blessing, and we've been a coalition partner with them for, I think, for more than 20 years.
They've been a big help.
Oh,
we also
gosh.
Get help from Harvest House.
Harvest House
blesses
yep,
us.
We sure do. Harvest House in Burleson, Texas helps us. You know what? So the deal is, man, it's just the power of partnership. The power of partnership and having a community of people who are drop-dead, sewed-out Jesus freaks that actually want to do something. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's a powerful force. It really and truly is.
Right.
Now, my friend, you just now got back from the nation of Uganda.
I did.
Yeah,
I did. It's my third trip over there.
It's
I
your
love
third
it.
Trip. Yep. And we have two orphanages. Open Door Church has two orphanages through sparkworldwide.org. And Spark is a ministry that my wife runs. It's serving, protecting, and raising kids, sparkworldwide.org. Mm. And you saw both of those things. And just so what's the kind of stuff that we do on these trips? Just tell us about all that.
Well, we go and check on our kids, first of all, because they call you mom and papa.
They do. I love
but
that.
But we have probably 1,700 kids in all our orphanages on four continents. And the Uganda one is pretty special because the people in Uganda are just wonderful, outstanding people.
Oh,
I know
you
think very highly of them. And we've just seen the results of God working from just a small plot of land to where we actually have a village now. And so we go and we have schools, we have clinics, and we have cookhouses, and we have, you know, And the main thing is water. We have a lot of water wells. You know, we're building water wells. Water's life to people.
Yes.
And I don't have to tell you that, because it just seemed like everywhere we put in a water well, a village just sprout up.
No, they do. They'll actually form around a well.
Just this last trip, we got a place that we've had a donation to. We donated some money to get a temporary school started.
Yes.
And also we've had the money donated to start a well there. Yes. And before you know it, in probably 3 or 4 years, there's going to be another village there. It's in that very location.
No, there will. We've already got pictures. The walls are already up on that.
Yeah.
And so Pastor Jerry was telling me about it yesterday.
Yeah.
So now, you know, so we're doing this, and we've been doing this for a long, long time, and we take big teams of people with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell everybody that's listening, hey, man, you want to come go with us? You can. You actually
that's
can.
Right.
So you actually took your daughter with you.
Yeah.
And how old is your
prayer.
Daughter? How old is your
She's
daughter?
She's 22.
She's such a good girl. I love her, man.
And she is outstanding, and Lord really blessed me and blessed her by being able to go. And it just literally changed her life. Everybody that goes on it changes your life. It breaks you. And one of the things that we always see when we go up there, because we do have another orphanage that's a baby orphanage where they're abandoned babies. I refer to them as dumpster babies because they're basically thrown away to die.
Yep.
And we've rescued several of those. And
do you have any idea how many by now?
We were up over 30 last time.
The time that I was there last, which I think was July or August of last year, we were at 22, and now we're up above 30 now, aren't we?
Yep.
That's crazy.
And we just rescued another little girl whose mother had passed away.
Yes.
And the family can't raise it. They don't have anything. And one of the things that we see is pretty common, and as you know, is that everywhere we go over there, we see kids eating grass, people needing food.
Yes.
And so we make it one of our efforts to every trip that we make to always do food outreaches there. We'll go to a community and bless them with just some food, to some sustenance, you know. And man, they are just excited to get it. It's just like it breaks their heart. I mean, they can't believe what we're doing.
It totally freaks them out. It totally freaks them out. There is no way that I'm going to stand up and preach the goodness of Jesus Christ to people who are starving to death when I had the capacity to demonstrate the goodness of
Jesus Christ and feed those
people. There's just no way. And it's more important to preach. No, it's not. It is not. I'm telling you right now, it's not. Paul said this, I didn't come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but I came in full demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
That's right.
And I want to tell you, you know what? The fifth book of the New Testament is not called the preaching of the apostles. It's called the acts of the apostles.
That's right.
And that's where the power of God is at, is within those acts, the acts of faith. Well, I'm proud of you for going, and I'm grateful for you going, and I'm grateful for you having a vision for your family to go. It's a big deal.
It is. It really is a big deal.
Well, listen, we just have about 2 minutes left, and Pastor, what would you say to people that are hurting right now and people that are just needing hope? What would you say to people that are struggling in their finances right now, and what's a word that you might share with them?
Well, There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Amen.
Your sermon series that lately have been talking about timelines and redemption.
Yep.
And that at the end of the day, there's going to be peace.
That's right.
The ending of the timelines is going to be peace.
That's right.
And I just want people to know out there that regardless if they're hurting or not, that Jesus can meet their needs. And they're not going to be just survivors.
That's right.
They're going to be overcomers.
That's good.
And because of that, when they accept Jesus as their Savior and they have Him in His life, He's going to meet their needs and give them hope. And
that's a good word.
So
that's a good word. Listen, we only have 1 minute left. I want to just take just a second, and maybe if you're somebody and you know you've been flipping across the dial and you came across this and you just heard Pastor Les and you're like, you know what? I need that. I need redemption. You can have it. I want you just to repeat this prayer after me. Just say, Father God, I want to give you my heart. I want to give you my mind. I want you to come into all my life and save me in every way that I can be saved. Forgive me, bless me, and change me in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my friends, if you just prayed this prayer, man, I bless you on your new journey in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, find a Bible preaching, Jesus loving church. Find one next to you. And in the meantime, man, go to opendoorexperience.com and you can plug into all of our resources. You can watch us online. You can check out our videos. Listen, you need a tribe. You need a community of friends. You need a group of drop-dead, sold-out Jesus freaks that are already living this life and walking this walk. If there's some other way that we can help you, you can call area code 817-295-7671, and that's our offices here at Open Door. Well, there's the drum beat, and there it is right there, and that means that we just have about 2 minutes left. It's been a good day today. Pastor Les Oates of the Open Door Food Bank, thank you so much, sir, for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
My friends, I want to encourage you that you can go to troybrewer.com and you can listen to this podcast and many others. And I want to just spend the last minute and a half telling you about something that I'm working on and that I'm praying about. Listen, I'm working hard to put together a group, a school in India that will actually take care of 50 girls, a block of 50 women at a time. I was actually able to do this once last year. I'd like to do it several times this year. There are 50 women who need to be liberated. There are 50 women who need medical attention. They need training. They need housing. They need to be protected. Their children need to be in school. We know who they are. We know where they're at. And we want to get them and bring them into a trade school and pay for 100% of it, every single bit of it. And when guys, look, we want to see that kind of transformation happen within these ladies' lives. And I can't do it by myself. We can't even do it with the number of people that are here within this church. But you know what? There's enough people listening to me right now that if you were to partner with me, you know what? We could invade this hell. We could invade this hell with heaven. We could take on hell with a water pistol. We can shine a light of the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ into the lives of the most vulnerable people on this planet. Hey, would you consider going to troybrewer.com and seeing if you could stand with me in any way, whether it's a one-time gift or maybe you want to join troybrewer.tv and support us on a monthly basis and get all of my videos, all of my conferences, all my teaching, or even if you don't want to mess with that, you could go to answerinternational.org and you can give a one-time gift or you can partner with us on a monthly basis. But you can find out all that information by simply going to troybrewer.com. Guys, it's a Friday and it's a good day for you and you're going to have a good weekend. And I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Blessings and peace on you, my friends. Bye-bye. Hello, my friends. This is Troy Brewer and I've got great news for you. God is speaking. I believe that God is speaking deep spiritual truths through the common everyday events around you, and I would love to let you learn how to discern the voice of God in every single part of your life. I'm about to do a brand new conference, and I'm so excited about it. It's called Typology. Typology is all about learning heaven's language of types and shadows and symbols and codes. And I'm going to be doing this right here at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. Learn how to hear God speak. Learn this phrase. If that was a dream, what would this mean? Learn how God Almighty speaks through types and shadows and dreams and visions and codes through everything around you. For more information, you can get your tickets by going to troybrewer.com to join us live or for a special pay-per-view event. It's the Typology Conference, March 27th through the 29th.